think a lot of us kind of go through life getting, you know, the day-to-day things. We don't really think about things that we should regarding making our life better. But there are a lot of things that we can do to do that. And we're going to be talking to Dr. Sanjay Jain about that today. He's a physician in diagnostic radiology, integrative medicine, and has a new book out called Optimal Living 360. Kind of looks at it from, you know, a different level, I think. Dr. Jain, good to have you with us on the program.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much for having me.
One of the things that you talk about is business. You kind of treat your life or should as kind of a business investment. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, I come a little bit from my MBA background, too. So I have my MD, but also my MBA. So I did learn quite a few different terminology in terms of the business world. But when I kind of frame the life, I also look at it as life as also being essentially a business plan. And with that being said, one thing that really sticks out is ROI, return on your investment. So in the business world, you want to invest, obviously, money and get a higher return back on your investment. So the same principles actually can apply to life, putting in different types of energy, different types of things in life to get a better return on that investment, if that makes sense.
So it has to be, so you kind of look at things, and how do you do that? I guess you're looking at not only your day-to-day living, the long-term view, all of those things.
Yeah, so here's the problem that many of us face. Life is very complicated. So when it comes to things affecting another, we don't really sometimes see that. So what maybe physically what affects us can affect how we perform at work or how we perform in our personal lives. So everything has, you know, back in science class, for every action, there's a reaction. And so when I mentioned how to maximize your ROI in life, well, you have to expend something to acquire it. So just how you expend money to acquire an asset, you have to expend something. So what is that something? So I have come with some currencies. These are currencies beyond just money. You know, obviously, that's one currency, but you have a currency of time. So you invest time as a currency, you're going to get something back for that. You invest energy, and that could be in the form of physical energy, you know, mental energy, spiritual energy, whatever you want to call that energy, you're going to get something back. And obviously, money is another currency, a form of currency that you expend and get something back. Another social currency that we hear about is the time with the energy you spend into relationships you're going to get back. So there's certain currencies beyond just money that you can spend to get something back or get a return on that investment, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, so it sounds like what you do is you really break down your time for exercise, for spiritual growth, all those things, and kind of maximize them.
Absolutely. So here's how I sort of frame the whole thing. So when it comes to our core assets, so just like in our portfolio, like when you go to a financial planner, you have stocks, mutual funds, bonds, cash, and people, the financial planner would have you allocate those. Well, and if you're a young person, you're going to have most of your investment in stocks, and when you get older, you're going to recalibrate or rebalance that portfolio so you get into more cash or bonds or something more safe. Same thing in life. You're going to have that core assets, and I sort of frame those core assets into an acronym that I call ASPIRES. So the first A in our acronym, A for ASPIRES, you know, stands for assets. The second, the S is safety, P physical, I intellectual, R relationships, E is economic, and S is spiritual. So all these kind of work together to kind of maximize your, you know, investment or maximize your healthy balance, your life. And so everything has an importance and are interconnected. That's the whole key, is that things are interconnected. And so what you expend in one thing is going to affect the other. I'll give you one quick example. Well, to stay healthy, you know, we hear about diet and exercising. Well, how do you get there? Okay, you might need a personal trainer. You've got to change your diet. You go buy Whole Foods or go to organic foods. That costs money. So the connection there is, well, to be healthy, it's going to have an expense. Does that make sense? So if you're healthy, then that will affect you in terms of your personal life, and that will help your performance at work. So these are all connected, and that's the whole point of this, is that in order to maximize and improve and balance your life, you've got to understand these connections.
Well, yeah, so everything works together. So is there like a survey you fill out? How do you go about starting this?
Well, I have a method, and it's called integrative decision making. So that's a method that I outline in a book, and it's really a simple method. It's not too complicated, but what it does is it actually helps you break down these complexities into more of a simplified way of thinking. So when it comes to, you know, everybody thinks of, you know, decision making can be very complicated. Like, you know, sometimes detectives use deductive reasoning. You know, some of the CEOs use game theory. So there's ways of coming down with the integrative decision making. So I'll kind of break it down to you really quickly. So what integrative decision making does is takes these different assets and breaks it down. So the first thing you want to do is define a problem. So when you think of a situation, you kind of have to know what you're trying to solve. So, for example, if you want to go travel, if you want to make a certain decision, you want to know what your problem is. And after you define it, number two, you want to frame the problem. So you want to come up with some kind of framework to help you understand what the problem is all about. So that's when I describe in the book the Aspires model, which I just mentioned earlier, to use as your frame. So you take your problem, you go through each category that I just mentioned, and see how that problem is affected. So if you're moving, then you can kind of look at each category. Is there a safety issue? Is there a physical issue? Is there anything in terms of that thing affecting my relationship? So you sort of kind of break it down even more. So the third step would be developing your options, kind of go through all the different options. I'm going to quickly go through it because it's more detailed in the book. Analyze your options, make the decision, execute your decision, and then you ultimately debrief yourself. That's kind of like a seven-step process.
Yeah, well, and those are the kind of things that you do this on a daily basis, weekly? How often?
Well, you know, no one's going to sit down and really go through every single problem, you know, systematically.
It's going to take
like
a long time, yeah.
That's going to take a long time. But I think the whole point of this is that on some major decisions, you want to sit down and think about it. Because I'll give you a good example. You take a rocket and you launch it into space and you're trying to have a trajectory toward the moon. Well, one little angle in the beginning, one small degree that's off, is going to set your course way off, if that makes sense. So you really want to start off right. You don't want to start off with too many degrees off course, because once you project yourself, you're going to be way off course. So the whole point of this is that get that decision right early, make the right decision so you're not backtracking and kind of fixing up any mistakes.
Well, some very good advice, Dr. Jain. I want to give you your website, which is Sanjay Jain. It's spelled JAINMD.com. And the book is called Optimal Living 360. And thanks so much. Great information for it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.